The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It is Wednesday. It's the 3rd of July, 2013. And I've got kind of a special program today. folks, remember the old Three Stooges series? They started that, back in 1935? And it was the one with Curly in it. And they're in the courtroom. And he says, Curly looks at the judge and he says, "Well, truth is stranger than fiction, Judgy Wudgy." And indeed it is. I have just spent the last evening and part of today reviewing information about a one Edgar Steele and his murder for hire case against his wife, Cindy Steele. Now, I had occasion to talk personally with Mr. Steele, not on this subject. This was the train ride from New Jersey down to Jekyll Island in Georgia. He was a participant in that, put on by, a couple of different groups out of New York. But I remember specifically for about an hour and a half talking to Ed Steele. I'd had him on my broadcast years before that. And then something happened on the way to, I don't know how to quite say this, the road to hell and back, I guess you could say. The man is sitting in a federal prison on, and I'm not joking, I've seen miscarriages of justice, I have seen mistakes made in prosecutions. I have seen guilty men go free and free men get locked up. I have seen trials that were fixed. I have seen trials, especially federal trials, personally, I've witnessed. I've been called for character witness in a couple of them and never been able to testify on stand. But I ain't seen nothing like this. We're going to take this short break. When I get back, I've got Cindy Steele on the line with me. And she was the supposed victim of this murder-for-hire scheme. But, you know, they say that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. How about one that you tried to kill? Do you think that they would be in your defense? Do you think they would be trying to get you out of jail? I don't think so. Not unless they wanted to strangle themselves. All right, we're going to get into Cindy Steele's story here. I'd seen the DVD, Witness to the Persecution, The Plot to Silence Edgar Steele. And folks, I'm telling you, it reads like a Tom Clancy novel, only this stuff is for real. We'll be right back with Cindy Steele.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, there are events in our lives that shape us and define us. And this is what I told Cindy Steele. I spoke to her yesterday. She was on Deanna Spingola's program. And Deanna, being the emotional person that she is, got a little choked up to the end of the show. So I started looking into this. And ironically, there was a DVD that was shipped into the office for Rick Adams. I don't know why Rick uses our address when he needs the video, but I did a little interception. Sorry, Rick. And I watched this DVD. I am just absolutely flabbergasted. Cindy Steele, how are you this afternoon?
Good as I can be in this situation. One foot in front of the other.
Is this live or is Memorex? If it's Memorex, then you're taped. If you're alive, then the great plot to do you in, according to the FBI, was a setup.
Yes, I'm thankful that I am definitely alive, and frankly, I couldn't have felt that way more than the day that I found the bomb on my car.
Now, before we get to any bombs or stuff falling off or liars lying and judges doing the, lying as well, or precluding of any evidence, take us through the timeline here. Your husband was charged with trying to kill you and your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Give us some dates and give us a timeline. When did this happen? When was he arrested? And then we'll go from there.
Well, the first day that I knew anything about it was June 10th, 2010. That was the day he was arrested. I was over taking care of my mom because she was very ill and had two FBI agents show up on the door claiming that my husband, that Ed, was trying to hire somebody to have me and my mom killed.
Now I have seen the DVD. We have people at a disadvantage. I want to inform people that there is a scaled-down version. It's about 35 minutes long that we have posted on republicbroadcasting.org under the video section. Folks, I highly suggest that you watch this. It is more entertaining than any cop show you have ever seen, any movie you have ever seen, because this is real life. And it didn't get a whole lot of exposure. My goodness, what could they have done with going and getting one of these white supremacists and having him found guilty and thrown in prison? You would think that this would be bigger than Trayvon Martin. This would be bigger than Stabby or that girl that was finally convicted of murdering her lover out in Arizona. You would think that this would be big news, except for one thing. It stinks to high heavens. Now, I'd seen the people didn't see the video. What happened here is from the state police out in Idaho. Your husband, Edgar, received a call, asking if he'd go to the house. There was some things that they needed to discuss with him personally. They didn't want to do it over the phone.
They didn't want to do it over the phone.
So he shows up at his own house. You were over at your mother-in-law's. They show up, and there was a FBI agent, Mike Sotka. There were a couple of state police from the Idaho State Police. And there was a recording. It was a bad recording, but it was readable, and it was a bad record. Let me just say that. It was a bad recording, but some of it was legible. And they showed up to tell your husband that, in fact, that you had died in a car accident, a rollover, to be exact, and that they were there to personally inform him because they didn't want to do that by the phone.
Exactly.
They might have had a witness. Somebody had seen this. And then during this little visit to your husband, they also inform him that, well, your mother-in-law was...
No, it's my mother.
Your mother, his mother-in-law, was shot and killed.
Yeah.
Now, and keep in mind that when law enforcement or anybody connected with law enforcement, they have a license to lie. You and I, if we perjure ourselves, fill out a tax form wrong or whatever, we can go to jail for many, many moons. But they have carte blanche to lie, supposedly to go after the perps. So here we are. You're over at your mother's house. They're there, filling his head with all kinds of devastating stuff. Your husband was ill. He had an aortic descending aneurysm. And if you're not a doctor out there, folks, it's one of those big aorta things that come out of your heart that was ruptured and very, very weak. Touching a 110 outlet could have killed him, let alone the news that his wife was dead. And, oh, by the way, it's a doubleheader. Your mother-in-law was also shot. From that moment on, I swear to God to you, Cindy, I thought, this is some of the most despicable stuff that I have been witness to.
And then there's the 45 minutes that they had him in the house of the missing recordings that I have yet to hear to this day. It was the recordings they told me 10 days later that wasn't ready yet. We don't know what they said to him. They could have told him that one of our kids was dead. I mean, they could have told him anything during that period of time.
Well, and moving this thing forward so we can keep this in some sort of timeline, before they leave, he's cuffed, and he's on his way to jail. Now, you did not know where they took him. As a matter of fact, they took him out of state, didn't they?
Well, actually, we're not really sure because the local jails claimed they didn't have him. The federal U.S. Marshals claimed they didn't have him. It took some good friends. I forget how long to find and locate where he was being housed.
Well, one of them was Ingrid Castle.
Yes.
She helped you with this. Your husband was in isolation. Now keep in mind, folks, as I said, that aortic descending aneurysm, and that's a ticking time bomb. At the time, Edgar Steele was 66 years old. They took him from the property, locked him up in isolation. Nobody could get to him. Nobody knew where he was at. He had no medications, no medical attention, absolutely nothing, locked up in a hole someplace for 32 days. And my thinking about this one is that they wanted him dead.
We still feel that way.
That they were hoping he was going to die. I mean, he was not in good physical shape. As a matter of fact, he was bedridden for quite some time, was he not?
Yes, he was. And then he had other medical issues. He had another aneurysm a month before his arrest in his nose that they had to do emergency surgery and put titanium clips on in order to stop the bleeding before he bled to death.
Now, you had a neighbor that seemed like a very solid individual that was over at the house that morning. Edgar had called him. They wanted to run up to Spokane to go pick up some building materials. And when the neighbor came by, he was asked to wait because we're interviewing a family member here about a family issue. They kept him waiting for about an hour. Now,
yes.
Now, and this is really interesting because, as you said, and it's probably pretty close to an hour, because when he shows up, the feds have already been there, state police are already there, are already there interviewing your husband. He's there. They ask him to wait, and the transcript of the recording of the neighbor showing up and talking to, I think it was a female, a state police officer, all said and done, you could hear that was going on. But when this recording, supposed recording of this interview that you have not yet heard, there's a missing hour to that.
Exactly.
Now, why that's important, folks, you'll understand. When Edgar finally goes to court with a lawyer by the name of McAllister, that, my God, you want to talk about somebody that was compromised. This, if you would, Cindy, tell people who this lawyer was, this McAllister.
McAllister came out of Colorado. He was a top prosecuting attorney at one time. He had handled all sorts of cases based on Ed's situation. We've found him. He told us that he believed Edgar was innocent. He believed he could win the case. We hired him to replace the public defender that was first on Ed's case, which was a disaster, too. And, we get through, by the time we got through trial, I'm not concerned. He did. He threw Ed under the bus.
Okay, hold on a second. I've got to take this break. We'll take a 3-minute break. Do what you need to do there. We'll resume this in 3 minutes, folks.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
All right, we're back. The case of Edgar Steele, witness to the persecution, and the witness is here with us, still alive and well and upright. No, it's not Memorex. She is alive. Now, okay, so the public defender, well, I don't expect much from these guys. A lot of these guys will go into prosecution, whatever. They're graded how many convictions they get, and then they might move up the prosecutorial ladder. But this McAllister, there were a few problems with this guy. Now, he was a noted attorney out of Colorado. What happened with this guy?
Well, we couldn't understand why he didn't offer proof to, put proofs of offer in the court record. We couldn't figure out why he wasn't asking witnesses to questions that he should have been asking. We couldn't figure out why he didn't do anything in the case until shortly after Ed's conviction on May 5th, 2011. All of a sudden, he's disbarred for various counts of embezzlement and defrauding, bankruptcy fraud, and all sorts of things. And then it was another several months. It was in November, a week after Ed was sentenced, a 29 felony count indictment against McAllister came down on him, which he has been convicted on three of the counts and is in prison for those. But the indictment had actually come down in July, but was put under seal and was not released until after Ed was convicted, because what we found out is that the same government that was after my husband was after his attorney, and nobody was saying anything to any of us. They were keeping it a secret.
Now, at the very least, these are some compromised individuals. I think that's putting it lightly. So, Mr. McAllister does not present a case. I mean, I see so many holes in this. And I've got to tell people, in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, there is an appeal that's set for oral argument on July 8th. That's just in a few days. And your attorney, who is your attorney of record now that's going to be representing Edgar in this Court of Appeals?
In the Court of Appeals, it is a very well-known, distinguished attorney out of San Francisco by the name of Dennis Reardon. And he is the one that will be arguing the case in front of the Ninth Circuit Court on Monday. And then he also still has his other attorney that, if we can get him a new trial, or his will represent him for the new trial, which is Wesley Hoyt.
Now, I've seen Wesley Hoyt. I didn't see Dennis Reardon represented in the DVD, but I did see Wesley Hoyt. When Dennis Reardon out of San Francisco, the attorney out of San Francisco, when he saw this, what did he say to you? What was his impressions of this case?
Well, he said what McAllister did was criminal. He said how he handled the case and what he did was absolutely criminal.
Now, evidently, your husband is not a favored personage by people up around Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Certainly not the ADL. Certainly not Southern Poverty Law. Your husband has defended in the past people that were accused by the government, and these were people with connections to Aryan nations. Now,
Now,
supposedly, in this country, folks, there is an assumption of innocence until proven guilty. And I don't know, I never spoke to Edgar about this, but I'm sure he could probably regale me with all kinds of stories about how the government, there were more government agents in the Aryan Nations, and I think there were actually Aryan Nations members originally. But
that would be a good analogy.
Yeah. I'd heard of one case, and I think there was, if memory serves, I think there was about 27 guys that showed up at a meeting, and half of them didn't even know that the other half was federal agents. Which, to me, Cindy, things like this, when I hear stuff like this, this is comical. But it's not so funny, because we have seen what the FBI has done on terrorism cases. Ironically, they're right at the core, trying to set people up, trying to induce them to commit crimes, where this used to be illegal for cops or FBI agents or anybody else to attempt to do anything like that. But needless to say, our FBI agent Mike Sotka here is up to his eyeballs in improprieties, and illegal, and I can't even think of enough descriptive words to say what this guy's been up to. We'll talk more with Cindy Steele after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Guilty of being naive. I've learned that. There is no prisoner more naive than a lawyer prisoner. Because you know where the rules, where the lines are, and you know what the rules are, so you figure, well, they can't do me. Man, did you get the name of that truck that hit me? Is the way I think, is what I've been saying to people around me for the last year and a half. Because they've been doing the stuff that I know they can't do. At my age, 10 years in prison is a death sentence. It doesn't matter what they give me. It's all, hell, give me 1,000 years, judge. Put me in the Guinness Book of World Records. It doesn't matter to me.
Obviously serious accusations, and the jury believed the accusations.
Well, they didn't hear any defense. They didn't have any choice. The judge, I know how this sounds, the judge literally did not allow me to put on a defense. My key expert witnesses were excluded while they were able to put on anything they wanted. The documentary evidence was selectively presented to the jury to make it look one way when it really was another way. And I was in no mental frame of mind to testify either, but he hadn't even prepared me anyway. I couldn't have testified if I'd had to.
They're referring to a defense attorney.
Of course,
attorney.
He didn't prepare anybody. He was just there for the money.
flying low, quick to get out.
Your expert witness was going to testify about, was it the validity of those audio recordings?
Yes. There were two of them, actually. The judge wouldn't let either one of them come into trial and testify. If he had, he would have heard Dr. Papson say that the recordings are so unreliable that they shouldn't even be listened to. If he had listened to Walsh, he would have heard even further, because Walsh pointed out that the voice on the two recordings, in many cases, wasn't even mine. And that, yes, it was a cut-and-paste job. He identified well over 300 places of what he called anomalies, of the sort that occur when you splice tapes together, take gaps out.
Now, what that was the voice of Edgar Steele. And that was back in November of 2011.
Yes, just before his sentencing.
And what he's referring to was this supposed evidence that the FBI had of this murder-for-hire plot to kill you. And evidently, I don't know how this is going to happen, to kill your mother as well. But the pipe bomb was placed, a pipe bomb was placed on your car, and one was placed on his. Now, you were not aware that there was a pipe bomb on your car until you went into one of these 10-minute oil changes, these places. And, Cindy, what was your reaction when the young man that had your car up on the rack told you, hey, lady, you need to see this?
Well, when he first came out and got me and said, you need to come under your car and look at this, you know, I was just thinking, oh, great, you know, my husband's arrested. I'm on my way to, I need to get to his hearing. What car trouble am I having? And he's not available to give me advice on if I should have the work done or not. Well, I go under the car, and, I mean, my face was a foot away from it. And, you know, I went into sheer panic because you know, it came very clear that someone was out to get me. My husband had been in jail for he was arrested on the 10th, and that was June 15th, so 6 days.
Okay, so you were riding around. Now, we'll introduce Larry Fairfax at this point. Larry Fairfax was from Northern Idaho. He was hired by your husband as a handyman, a Mr. Fix-It. He had done work around your house. By the way, nice house. Saw it in the DVD.
Thank you.
I knew that Edgar wasn't a rich man, but he wasn't broke neither. And nice place out there in the middle of nowhere. So you have this handyman, this Larry Fairfax, that's helping around when he was bedridden, helping to do stuff, feed the horses, do repairs, do projects around the ranch.
And the reason was because from the time my husband had the aortic aneurysm, I was going back and forth between Oregon and here, because not only was my husband very sick, so was my mom very sick. I'm an only child. I was her only person to help her out. So, I mean, you know, it was sort of like, well, who needs, you know, which one had the most need at that very moment? So both of them needed me. And that's why Fairfax was being hired to help take care of the animals so I could go and take care of my mom.
Okay, now let's get back to the pipe bomb that is discovered by the guy at the 10-minute oil and lube change place. There you are, face a few inches away from a pipe bomb under your car. This is the 15th of June. Your husband was arrested on June 11th on this murder for hire, and the FBI knew that there was a pipe bomb underneath your car.
Well, they claim they didn't know because, well, the first reason was they said, well, Larry Fairfax didn't tell them. You know, Larry Fairfax supposedly went to the FBI on June 8th, but he didn't just, you know, he's supposed to disclose everything. And so their excuse was that Larry didn't tell them about putting a bomb on my car. That was the reason that I wasn't warned and they didn't know about it. Well, when I finally got to hear the recordings, all of a sudden the word bomb was on the recording. Well, I'm going, Saka had told me he had listened to the recordings very carefully and took notes of all the discriminatory or the threats against me and my mom. So I'm going, well, wait a minute. Fairfax apparently didn't have to tell you because it was on the recordings that you listened to.
Let me stop here. Because, okay, Larry Fairfax goes in to talk to the feds and to spill his guts. He wasn't under investigation, was he?
No.
So he just waltzes in and just out of the kindness of his heart and the guilt that he obviously was overwhelmed with, blows the whistle on himself. Right?
Well, that's what he claims. He wrote a book while he was in prison that he claims himself to be a hero.
Okay, well, self-describe, he can call himself whatever he wants. He did get out of jail this past spring after spending just 2 years in his part for a murder-for-hire plot.
Yep.
Now, let's enter in something else here. On your property, and Edgar, by the way, had mentioned, but he didn't mention where it was at. He didn't give me a dollar amount or the equivalent in U.S. dollars. You know, because I'd ask him, during our conversation, our train ride, you know, do you know what's coming? Oh, yeah. Are you preparing? Yeah, yeah. I said, do you have? Oh, yeah, I have some of that put back. And I wasn't referencing either gold or silver. I said, good. And I looked at him, and I said, please, don't tell anybody where it's at. And he did exactly that, because he was not able to make some of the little stashes or hidey holes, so he had Larry Fairfax do it for him.
Well, that's not exactly... I mean, that's somewhat accurate. Basically, what Ed had done is that he had different hidey hole stashes around the property that he had hidden. You know, he spread it out. And... it's just that, you know, Fairfax had built some of the helped build some of the buildings. So, mm-hmm. You know, when he was here taking care of the place, Ed was bedridden. He had plenty of time to find all these stashes. It was just that he sort of knew of areas that were probably, you know, good places to put, you know, our silver.
Okay. So... we have Larry Fairfax on the 8th of June, goes in and spills his guts. They show up on the 10th to arrest your husband. They take this evidence that it's on a missing recorder. They arrest him. They put him in solitary confinement for 32 days. And my take on this is my personal belief, hoping that he would just die. That didn't happen. Tough old bird, your husband, Edgar.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, so he goes to trial on when was the trial date? When did this actually proceed?
The trial began either April 25th or 26th.
Which year?
Of 2011.
Okay, all right. So now this is in front of... And I'm not making this up, folks. The judge's name, the federal judge's name, is Lynn Windmill. Mr. Windmill decides not to allow Dennis Walsh. He was an audio technician, but he was much more than that.
Well, he was a detective, New York police detective that went into specializing in audio forensics.
And I had seen this guy's testimony, and he's one of these facts and figures kind of guy. You just know that he doesn't do step C until he makes sure
that B step is covered. Now, he had three experts check his work. And what we're talking about here is this audio recording that was cobbled together and used as evidence by the prosecution. But your husband had Dennis Walsh, former New York City police officer, became detective, became an audio expert, did that for a number of years, went into private practice as an audio technician, had given testimony in more than 500 cases, would have been accepted. He was never turned down as being an expert in his field. And as I said, behind that, he had three experts checking his expertise. And the federal judge denied that evidence to be allowed in court, which, in front of a jury, my God, Cindy, in front of a jury, that would have been, you want to talk about reasonable doubt? That would have been a bombshell. That would have, they probably would have been standing up and saying, "Judge, we've heard enough. Let the guy go." But well, none of this stuff was allowed in court.
None of it was. So the jury heard the recordings, and because the recordings were entered into evidence, they didn't see any. The jury didn't see any challenge to these recordings, so they accepted them as being authentic recordings.
Well, how would they know? Because they're not audio experts. They're not technicians. They're there. A jury of his peers were evidently gathered for this grand occasion. But there was no defense. This McAllister, and you want to talk about a compromised individual. The thought struck me, Cindy, as I'm watching this. I'm going, was there any special favor that might have been granted Mr. McAllister if he threw your husband under the bus?
Well, you have to go back to the facts that we found out too late, that he was being investigated for 29 felony accounts at the same time that he was representing Ed.
Which, if your husband would have known that,
we would have fired him.
Yeah, I was just going to say, excuse me, Your Honor, we got to have a change of venue. I need a new attorney, da, 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 da. That would have been more than acceptable. Because I don't think judges, Cindy, I don't think judges look real kindly on criminals defending supposed criminals. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, the presumption of innocence until proven guilty by a jury of your peers. How many times you've ever heard a judge accept, even in traffic cases, folks, you've been there, you've seen this, will take the word of a police officer over a defendant on a damn traffic ticket. Why? Because he's got the shiny badge and the gun, and he's sworn allegiance, and he walks on water, and he commits no crimes.
Yeah, I wish Wes Hoyt could get on the phone, because he could address that exact, because it's not... You're presumed innocent. I mean, you're not innocent until proven guilty. It is now you go into any courtroom and you are guilty until you prove you're innocent.
And I have made that exact point on this program, Cindy, about 5,300 times. That there's a new sheriff in town and he ain't there to defend you. He's there to make sure you get your ass slung.
Well, in the trial, even though there was things that I could testify to that Soft lied to me about and testify about Waylon laughing at me, that was one of the prosecutors, when I presented an anonymous call that claimed that Fairfax had information on the FBI knowing about the bomb, and she laughed at me. Well, when we tried to present that in court, the judge said, "You may not say anything that makes the government look bad." Didn't matter whether it was illegal, unethical, or wrong. McAllister was silenced by the judge, telling them that he could not say anything bad about the government.
Because they're above reproach, they make no mistakes.
and everything is fine. I get that. Okay, so now we're in court. We're not allowed presentment of evidence. I would say this is a slam dunk case for the federal prosecutor, because how hard is it to get a conviction off of a supposed criminal that can't even mount a defense? He's looking mighty guilty. And by the way, folks, in these cases, Cindy is exactly right. And I wished I did have Wesley Hoyt here with us.
He's great. He is available. I sent an email with his number.
He is available right now?
He is waiting. I did get an email and I forwarded Dan.
Okay. Check Dan, check and see if you got the number. You got the number, call the number. Let's get the attorney up on the air with us along with Cindy Steele. Folks, let's have some fun for Justice Day here. Edgar Steele in prison. If it could happen to him, they can sure as hell do it to you, too.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. I have Wesley Hoyt on the phone. Mr. Hoyt, can you hear me?
I can indeed. How are you this afternoon?
I'm okay, but I know two people that aren't doing so well, and that's Edgar Steele and Cindy Steele. And I had watched you in the video that was produced, Witness to the Persecution, the Plot to Silence Edgar Steele. Mr. Hoyt, I've got to ask you, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, you know, it's interesting that when I first started practicing law 40 years ago, basically you had an honorable system with pockets of corruption. Today you have a corrupt system with pockets of honorable people. Those pockets of honorable people are just shrinking and getting smaller. Basically between the government and NGOs or non-governmental organizations, you see a linkage today where banks are connected themselves to the government, and then they lie, cheat, and steal and get away with it. And you have the Attorney General settlement for $35 billion the banks pay to the 50 attorney generals of the, actually 49 of them, of the United States. And they all got a big chunk of money, and the banks were able to buy. One of the guarantees, one of the provisions of that agreement, of that settlement, says that the attorneys general cannot go after them for criminal prosecution for the things that they've done. And then what the banks did was they stepped up and admitted. They said, oh, yeah, we did all this wrong. We had all this criminal conduct against our borrowers on these mortgage loans and so on. The analogy is this. It is pervasive in the society. It is the judges in Pennsylvania, the juvenile court judges who put 5,000 children in detention and got paid $1.2 million apiece because the detention hall was holding innocent kids but getting lots of tax dollars, and they were able to spin off bribes to these judges.
And part of that sentencing should have been drawing and quartering them.
Oh, there's no question about it. Those guys, one of the 5,000, one of the kids died as a direct result of it. It's absolutely just unthinkable that this would happen, but it's happening on a large scale. See, but there's the case of David Hinkson. There are numerous other cases in this country where they've done exactly the same thing. It's like they have this KGB playbook that they actually, the prosecutors, the dishonest prosecutors, I have to say, I know there are honest ones. I've dealt with them. There are people who are honorable. But these guys, for some reason, I think they're getting paid under the 5 U.S.C. 4203, which is, it's basically legalized bribes. Congress authorized the head of the department to pay these bribes to these officials. Hello? Yeah. I mean, what has our nation turned into here?
Well, and I've said this on this program. We're getting ready to take a break in about a minute and a half. Can you stick with me into the next hour for a few minutes?
I've got just a few minutes. Sorry, but I'm really jammed, but
okay.
I'd love to.
Okay, that's fine. You just let me know when you absolutely have to hit the eject button, and we'll let you go. All right, we'll take the break here. I've got Cindy Steele on. Her husband's appeal is coming up in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on July 8th. That's just in a couple of days in Portland, Oregon. There's a lot of stuff that's under the mattress on this one. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't really necessarily have to come to light, but it does if you want justice. If you want an honorable society, it has to come out. But I got a funny feeling they're going to try to stonewall this one, and God help them if they do. Their soul will be forever condemned. We'll take the top of the hour break. We'll be right back with Cindy Steele and attorney Wesley Holt.
How would you...